Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name, please?
I'm calling for my husband. He's right here. Paul Roger Aaron, A-A-R-O-N.
Thank you. And how may I help you today?
Well, we had two charges on our checking account to this company that sells foot massagers. And we did receive a foot massager in the mail, but we did not order it, and we returned it. And then about 2 or 3 weeks after we returned it, we noticed the charges on our checking account, so we called the bank to dispute it, and they gave us the phone number to call. So we called, and then they were connecting us to the fraud department.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see the two charges that were related to the foot massager, the $49.97 and the $7.45. So someone had originally ordered it back in December. It was offered as a promotional item. It's a free gift into a membership where the customer only pays shipping and handling to receive the foot massager. Do you or anyone in your household ever recall accepting a gift like that?
We did receive it, and we wondered where it came from, and we sent it back.
Yes, ma'am. So just to be unclear, you received it, but you just didn't order it?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, if you do not recall ordering that item, but you did receive it, I can still file this as a fraudulent claim for you. I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is for a pending investigation, and that any false claims can result in a penalty. As long as you're sure that you did not order the item, I can process this as a fraudulent claim and refund the account. Would you like for me to proceed with that?
Yes, ma'am. I know I didn't order it, and my husband said he didn't order it.
Okay.
Okay, if that was a free gift, what was the $49 for?
Okay, so it's a free gift into a membership. The membership, well, the $7.45 is the shipping and handling cost for the foot massager. It's a free gift, and the membership itself is for $49.97. It allows the customer to get a $125 gift card to our online store to buy other types of electronic devices.
Well, that didn't happen. My husband's 87 years old, and that he would have never done that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can go ahead and file this as a fraudulent claim for you and process a refund for the $49.97 and $7.45. The refund will take 3 to 5 business days.
All right.
Okay, and also this account is canceled to prevent any future charges. And is there anything else I can help you with?
That's all. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.